This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. This is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Monday night to you. I hope you had a good weekend. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you had an opportunity to either relax, hope you had a chance to maybe make some money, maybe you had a chance to spend it with your family or friends. Well, damn it, you're going to spend the next 4 hours here with me. Or at least I hope you do, as I come to you live, okay, from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need certainty in a home process with a loan that fits your life, Rocket can. A big shout out to super producer Stu Kovacs, and thank you to each and every single one of you all who are here with me right now. As I said, I'm going to be here for the next 4 hours. If you want to contact me at any point in time, or if you want to see the show rundown that I just tweeted, it's extremely simple for you to do that. You can follow me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all of that good stuff. I am at JR Sport Brief. That's at JR Sport Brief on all social media. And the number here at CBS Sports Radio, you should know this by now, it is 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. So much to discuss, so much to talk to or talk about later on this evening. Listen, Zlatan, you never heard of the man. Just understand, this is a Swedish football player, soccer player, one of the best players, one of the best strikers in the world, has been for, I'd say, the past 15, going on 20 years since he was a teenager. He called out LeBron James. He's on the shut up and dribble bandwagon, or athletes like LeBron. So we will talk about Zlatan later on in the show, as well as the comments and the response from LeBron James. Drew Brees making a little bit of noise over the weekend. It had nothing to do with what will eventually be a broadcasting career, but we had to see video of Drew Brees working out. And what did that do? That fanned the flames. That is Drew Brees really retiring? Is he just working out to work out? I think a lot of people work out. Or is he actually going to return as a member of the New Orleans Saints? We'll talk about Drew Brees. And then ultimately, the big news that hit earlier today was that J.J. Watt selected a football team. He decided to ply his trade as a member of the Arizona Cardinals. And what does J.J. Watt get in regards to compensation? It's been reported that this man, the former three-time Defensive Player of the Year, the five-time All-Pro and Pro Bowler, who will be 32 years old this month, is going to get $31 million, $23 million guaranteed over a two-year contract. Now, I must say this. There was a caller who suggested to me that the Cardinals would be a good spot for J.J. Watt, and I told this caller a few weeks ago, I said, why would J.J. Watt want to go to the Cardinals? Well, we got the answer. He would want to go because of the money. Because if you think about his other options, whether it be the Cleveland Browns, whether it be the Buffalo Bills, or his home state Green Bay Packers, J.J. Watt is basically going to a team that went 8-8 last year, was a disappointment in a crowded and competitive NFC West, and where the head coach Cliff Kingsbury, he got a little bit of pressure on his behind. He's going to feel a little bit of fire to actually make some moves and probably go to the playoffs with Kyler Murray. This is who you wanted instead of Josh Rosen. Well, now you got to make some moves. And I understand the injuries, and you can look at Chandler Jones and tearing his bicep and missing time last year. And it just doesn't make sense that J.J. Watt is here with the Cardinals outside of money. He could have joined a team that was one step away from a Super Bowl in Green Bay. He could have joined a more established, up-and-coming team with a Josh Allen who has been to the playoffs the past 2 years in a Buffalo Bills. Hell, he could have even gone to the Cleveland Browns. Yes, the Cleveland Browns. But J.J. Watt chose the Cardinals. And when you're 32 years old and you miss just what, 32 games? You miss half of all the games you could have played heading into last season. Last year, you play every game, but you only register 5 sacks. And we know it was a disaster in Texas. It was a disaster in Houston, more specifically for J.J. Watt. I mean, this is how bad it got. This is how frustrated J.J. Watt was last year. Just talking about the team and its defense, this is J.J. Watt from October after a loss.
J.J., how frustrating is it to go 4 games in a row without forcing a turnover?
Extremely.
Can you elaborate?
It is very, very frustrating.
Do you have any suggestions about it? I mean, you guys, you know you're trying to do everything you can.
If I had them, I would do it. That's not, I'm not saying that your question's a bad one. I'm just saying if I knew the answer, I would implement that answer.
Well, damn. I mean, how many different ways can you answer the same question? I was just very frustrated. Just leave him alone. He gave you an answer. Leave J.J. Watt alone. Now he have an opportunity to pretty much answer those same questions for an Arizona Cardinals team that, quite frankly, they were extremely ordinary last year. Like, how much more ordinary, how average, how mediocre do you have to be other than being just an 8-18? Like, all the evidence is right there that you stuck in the middle, okay? Arizona, this is a team that had the 13th-ranked offense last year. This is a team that had the 12th-ranked defense last year. And they got a whole bunch of free agents that they have to figure out in addition to J.J. Watt. Drake Kirkpatrick at corner. Patrick Peterson, damn it, he's basically been an all-pro during his tenure for the Cardinals. He may not come back because J.J. Watt got this money. Jonathan Joseph, Corey Peters, Marcus Golden. There's so many guys. Even Hassan Reddick was able to emerge with their lack of pass rushers. And who knows? Maybe one of these players will also make a statement of, okay, I'm leaving, similar to what J.J. Watt had to the Texans fans. This is what J.J. said to Texans fans a few weeks ago.
I have sat down with the McNair family, and I have asked them for my release, and we have mutually agreed to part ways at this time. I came here 10 years ago as a kid from Wisconsin who'd never really been to Texas before, and now I can't imagine my life without Texas in it. The way that you guys have treated me, besides draft night, I mean, you guys booed me on draft night, but every day after that, you treated me like family, and I truly feel like you're my family. Since that day, I have tried to do everything in my power to work and earn your respect and try and make you proud on and off the field. You guys have given me everything and more, and I can only hope that you feel like I've given you everything I have.
Well, now he can try all of that in Arizona because he chose money over competing for a legitimate contender. He chose money rather than going to teams that have been to consecutive playoffs, teams that have competed in multiple title games like the Green Bay Packers or emerging teams like the Buffalo Bills or even, I said, the Browns. And it seems like a pretty cool decision. At the same time, there is more than just J.J. Watt going to get the money. He will have an opportunity right now to be reunited with Vance Joseph, who was a defensive assistant when he played in Houston for his first 3 years, and now he's the Cards' defensive coordinator. He also is going to be reunited, at least on the offense, with DeAndre Hopkins, who we know was traded from the Houston Texans to the Arizona Cardinals in one of, let's say, Bill O'Brien's many disasters. DeAndre Hopkins, you think about what he said last year, he was excited when he found out that Arizona was even a possibility.
Yeah, they kind of told me, you know, Arizona's one team that, you know, that's probably on the radar. And, you know, I was very excited, actually, about it because what Arizona's been building, you know, having a young quarterback, a young team, and also having veterans.
Yeah. So at this point, Deshaun Watson is somewhere thinking about J.J. Watt and DeAndre Hopkins playing in Arizona for the Cardinals. And he is still thinking about whether or not they'll be able to trade him because he doesn't want to play there anymore. So how about that? DeAndre Hopkins sends out a message a few weeks ago saying, how about a little bit of a reuniting situation in Arizona? And it comes true. And it was strictly because of the cash. Now, here's the thing. J.J. Watt will be opposite Chandler Jones, who 2 years ago went out there and he had 19 sacks. Last year, Chandler Jones only played 5 games before he tore his biceps. He is also 31 years old right now. And this is going to be a solid pass rush when you have J.J. Watt on one side, Chandler Jones on the other. You know, I would presume if they are both healthy, one or the two of them will maybe at least have 10 sacks. And I know J.J. is not the same player he was. He's not the world-class wrecker that went out there and almost got 20 sacks himself. But if they're healthy, they should both add to this pass rush. They should both add to this team. Now, ultimately, I don't see the Cardinals, you know, all of a sudden becoming the cream of the NFC West. I don't see them, you know, now all of a sudden they're head and shoulders above everybody else. This is still going to be a dogfight. For right now, how things stand, and yes, we have no idea where Russell Wilson is going to decide to go, but we understand the 49ers, they should be back better than what they were last year, especially when Nick Bosa is healthy enough to go out there and chase around the other quarterbacks. Maybe Jimmy Garoppolo will even be healthy. The Seattle Seahawks, Russell Wilson is not gone yet, and if he sticks around, I would presume the Seahawks do what they have done almost every single year since he's gotten there, and that is win. We know the Rams have gotten better, bringing in Matthew Stafford, still having Aaron Donald as the best defender in the game. Let's see what happens with Leonard Floyd. This division is still stacked. In a weaker division, maybe like the NFC East, the Arizona Cardinals, maybe they would have gotten into the playoffs last season. Maybe they would have picked up a few more victories to move that record from 8-8 to more like, I don't know, 10-6. Who knows? I still think they'll be hard-pressed to do it next season. Adding J.J. Watt to the Arizona Cardinals is kind of like, okay, good. He's a nice name. He's not what he was years ago. But he ain't moving the needle. He's not plugging a hole that the Arizona Cardinals absolutely need plugged. They could have said, oh, we'll bring back Hassan Reddick on a cheaper deal. Golden, pay them less, get more bang for our buck, more production. But they went for the brand name. They went for J.J. Watt. They still have to shore up what the hell their secondary looks like. They still have to think about accompanying pieces in the wide receiver room. Who knows? Larry Fitzgerald, yeah, he's year to year with his situation. But this is a team that still needs work. And I am surprised that J.J. Watt didn't go for a contender, that he didn't go play for the Bills, that he didn't decide to just get up and go play for the Browns, or that he didn't even go back home to Wisconsin to play for the Packers. Even me, I underestimated the money, because I believe that J.J. Watt, he has another contract coming his way if he can stay healthy. He has this 2-year deal. He can be 34 years old. Maybe he can latch on to another team. Maybe he can play with his brothers. Who knows where they will be? Maybe he can then go ahead and chase a ring. But for right now, a player, 32 years old, going into the Hall of Fame, nothing to accomplish but winning a Super Bowl, J.J. Watt right now at this moment, he chose the money. He is going to get $23 million guaranteed over the next 2 years. If he maxes out, he can get all $31 million of that contract. Probably be the last deal that he signs that looks or sounds exactly like that. And in that regard, I can't blame him. I'm not mad at him. Stay healthy. See if the Cardinals can get to the playoffs, which is something they are apt to do. They can still go. They're not in the class of the other teams I mentioned. They don't have the recent proven track record like the teams that I just mentioned. The Cardinals can go, but they're not as well polished. So congratulations to J.J. Watt for taking the money. Because quite frankly, hey, you can still win a Super Bowl over the next several seasons if you can stay healthy. But that money, that contract, yeah, this is probably going to be the last time it was going to come around. Congratulations to you for snagging it. But I don't believe J.J. Watt is someone who's going to push these cards into contention, especially even outside of the NFC West. They got their own battle that they have to try to figure out there. Good luck. I'm going to open up the phone lines. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. J.J. Watt. We finally found out this man is going to Arizona to play for the Cardinals. There ain't no Buffalo Bills. There's no Packers. There are no Cleveland Browns. Does J.J. Watt really help the Arizona Cardinals? Or will they continue just to be an average, disappointing team? Your calls when we come back. It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here with you on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Listen, if you were a Texans fan, consider the Arizona Cardinals. DeAndre Hopkins last year. J.J. Watt just made it official by signing today. Yeah, leave those Texans behind. Go a little further northwest and go ahead and, rock with AZ. Do it. Might as well. I don't know if they'll be better than 8-8. Maybe they go 9-7. Maybe they go 10-6. J.J. Watt, he had so many teams he could have chose to play for. Could have gone to Buffalo, could have gone to Cleveland, could have gone to Green Bay. Maybe if the deal was right, J.J. Watt could have even gone to Tampa Bay. But he said, $31 million deal, $23 million guaranteed to play for the Cardinals. I'm pretty sure the other teams, they weren't going to offer that much money. Otherwise, he would have gone. He took the money. Why not? He's been hurt. He's been busted up the past several years. This isn't the 3-time defensive player of the year. He's still one of the best defensive linemen in the game. But he ain't what he was. And there's nothing wrong with him trying to go for that money. I just don't believe that he is the type of dude that will get these Cardinals over the hump. I do not see that happening. The phone lines are open to you right now. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. For CBS, do you think that J.J. Watt is pushing the Cardinals anywhere? Do you think he pushes them into contention? I say hell no. They got their work cut out for them in their own division. Seahawks, Niners, Rams. Y'all got to push them around first, let alone the Super Bowl. The Packers were just in the NFC title game for the millionth time. He took the money. Why not? This will probably be the last big chance that he has to go out there and get it. You can also tweet me at JR Sport Brief. But right now we'll go to Vegas and we will talk to Johnny. Johnny, you are on CBS Sports Radio. What do you think about this move, J.J. Watt signing with these Arizona Cardinals?
I think it's a good move. I think you have to be able to compete, or at least try to compete in your own division, which you just said they have a tough division they play in. And as we all know, championship chasing, that don't really matter except for quarterbacks. So I think it's a good move for J.J. Watt.
Sure. Quarterback chasing doesn't matter all that much. But if we had to line up all these teams on a table, wouldn't you say that the Cardinals would probably be the last team with a track record, the last team that you might want to trust to take you there?
I think playing with DeAndre Hopkins and him, maybe he had inside scoop letting them know, hey, this team is on the up and up, and we need one good veteran player away from winning 10 games or 11 games. They lost a lot of close games last year, if I remember correctly.
Sure, but that doesn't answer my question. If I put all four of these teams out on the table, wouldn't the Cardinals be last?
As far as better teams, yeah. That's the worst team on the.
Oh, okay. That's just what I'm trying to say. We can debate what an up-and-coming team would be or a veteran, and thank you so much, Johnny, for calling from Vegas. We can say the Cardinals, in all actuality, they were supposed to be that up-and-coming team last year. If the Cardinals didn't have that Hail Murray or whatever the hell we wanted to call it against the Buffalo Bills, if they didn't have that, there's a good chance that this team wouldn't even have been looked at or taken seriously, that they would have been even more of a disaster. It's crazy how one play in the middle of the season can pretty much go ahead and mask something that was pretty ugly throughout the duration of the year. Kyler Murray, before we went into last season, he was talked about as someone who might follow in the footsteps of a Patrick Mahomes, might follow in the footsteps of a Lamar Jackson, someone who would be able to go out and elevate his game into an MVP level in his second season. We didn't see that from Kyler Murray. He had his own issues last year. The team had its own issues last year, and that doesn't go away. And so I still believe the Cardinals can go out. I think they can bounce back. I think they can go to the playoffs. It's not going to be easy in their own division, but I'm not prepared to say that this is the best option for J.J. Watt if he wants to win a title. That's obviously not what he was going for right now. Otherwise, you can look at it and say, well, what are the odds that Green Bay goes back again? Well, we can also take a look at the damn quarterbacks that are there. We can look at the situation, the players, the fact that, yeah, Aaron Rodgers is still one of the best. I'd bank on him more than I'd bank on Kyler Murray. I'd bet on Aaron Rodgers before I bet on Baker Mayfield. And that's not taking away from the talents of any of these young quarterbacks, but look, the track records are there. Buffalo has emerged with Josh Allen. It looks like they will be to the playoffs. Hopefully they don't go backwards. They need defensive playmakers. You can look at the Cleveland Browns. You have Myles Garrett on one end. You look at the opposite side, Olivier Vernon. By the time he stepped up, he got broken. He got injured. He was out. They need a replacement for Olivier. I would bet that the Browns, okay, are they closer to being equal, I guess, to the Arizona Cardinals, maybe. The Browns, I think their path might be a little bit easier than the Cards, knowing that you play in a division with the Steelers, who are trying to get their act together, and then also the Ravens, which is also a fight. That's another competitive division. But the Cardinals, they got their work cut out for them. Who takes them seriously? Nobody. Nobody will take the Cardinals seriously until they go above and beyond being mediocre. And J.J. Watt can do his part, but J.J. Watt ain't moving them over the edge. It would have been nice to see him going to get a ring. But when you're old and your bones hurt, you had a back injury, You had multiple injuries. Everything hurts. Why wouldn't you get the money? Why wouldn't you sign for a deal right now? I could tell you what's not going to happen. J.J. Watt is not going to wake up at 34, 35, 36, and all of a sudden, boom, he has $31 million. That was only going to happen right now, this moment. And good for him taking the money. If he wants to, in a few years, go to Tampa. If Tom Brady is still there, they can be the old man brigade. Good luck. If J.J. Watt wants to wake up and, you know, I don't know, go play in Kansas City or hook up with his brother in Pittsburgh, if they are still competitive in a few years from now, he can go do all of that. If he stays healthy, there are multiple things that he can accomplish. Making more money, playing for a competitor, and then maybe playing with his brother. But the money wasn't going to be guaranteed later on. J.J. Watt, congratulations, man. You took the bread. The phone lines are still open to you, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We got another man. His name is Russell Wilson. Yeah, he's been lobbying through the most interesting ways possible to go to another team, or at least put the Seahawks on notice. I'll let you know the team that stands out, and the mayor of a city who says that they want Russell Wilson. More when we come back. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. So much to talk about tonight. We started off and having a conversation here about J.J. Watt. Cat is out the bag. He actually put it out. Source me. And with that, he takes a photo of himself working out in Arizona Cardinals gear. Looks like he's doing some squats there, has the mean mug on, and he's going to be playing for a Cardinals team that went 8-8 last season. Looking for an improvement. He ain't the guy to push them over the edge. They have quite a few holes to fill, including their secondary. This probably means that someone like Patrick Peterson, who's been a stalwart for the Cards defense, he will be on out the door. And good luck to the Cards. And I told you that this is going to be a competitive. It's already been a competitive division, the NFC West. You have to think about these Cardinals. They still have Kyler Murray. They can give you, I don't know, 6 to 7 wins. They can give you maybe, who knows, maybe 10, maybe a little more than 10. You still have to factor in for the 49ers, who next season, presumably, you would think their health can't be worse than what they were last year. You take a look at the Los Angeles Rams, picking up a Matthew Stafford. Their quarterback position has improved to go along with one of the league's leading defenses. Now, what team is in more flux? You could say the Niners. What happens with Jimmy Garoppolo? Looks like he'll be back. Or you can look at the Seattle Seahawks. And we spent a lot of time on this last week when it was revealed that Russell Wilson isn't just happy or unhappy or has no issue with sharing his displeasure. But now we're getting stories. Now we're getting articles. Now we're hearing from his agent that if he were to be traded to a team, you know, he wouldn't mind going to a squad like the Dallas Cowboys. That Russell Wilson wouldn't mind, you know, going on to another team like the Raiders or the quarterback-starved Bears or even the New Orleans Saints. And so I found it pretty hilarious over the weekend. While Russell Wilson tries to figure out whether or not he's going to stay in Seattle, I think he will, at least for one more season, the mayor, LaToya Cantrell of New Orleans, she had a message to Russell Wilson. This is what she had to say.
I've heard the rumors now, and I want to make sure that you understand that the city of New Orleans is a place for you and your beautiful family. I'm LaToya Cantrell, mayor of the city of New Orleans, and I know Mr. Wilson, that you will be a great addition to the New Orleans Saints. And more importantly, I can see us in that number winning that Super Bowl championship once again. And what else I can see? The Mrs. Ciara Wilson herself on that main stage during the historical Essence Festival. Just wanted to stop in to let you know that we not only admire you, we want you. Love you, man.
Well, damn. The only thing missing from that was, telling Drew Brees, hey, man, go sit your ass down. We love you. We appreciate what you've done for the community. But, yeah, let's go get the younger guy. Let's go get the guy who's 10 years younger. And so, no, do I believe, and this is ultimately what I think about Russell Wilson, who the hell is trading 3 first-round picks for the man? Who is dumping all of those picks for Russell Wilson? I've said it. One of our callers brilliantly said it. If you're trading 3 first-round picks, you probably want to trade them. You want to receive them from a team that sucks. You know, do I think the Bears are going to be that bad over the next bunch of years? No. The Saints? No. Like, what does Seattle get from this deal besides a whole lot of nothing? Like, the Cowboys, they're trying to figure out their situation with Dak Prescott. Why would they do that? Why would they trade Dak? Why would they trade 3 first-round picks? This was the rumor that pretty much just came out over the weekend. Like, Russell Wilson, oh, Dallas Cowboys. Dallas Cowboys don't know their asses from their elbows. Like, what are they trading 3 picks for? They got enough to worry about. How about you utilize 3 picks and fix the defense? How about you show up? How about you work on that? Bringing in a quarterback when you already have Dak. And yes, we don't know what his ankle is going to look like. We know the Dallas Cowboys eventually are going to have to pay up. But why? Does Russell Wilson make that team incrementally better? What does Russell Wilson in Dallas look like besides look nice? What does that do? Is Russell Wilson going to go out there and play defense? Is he going to tackle somebody at linebacker? Is he going to be a healthy linebacker for the Dallas Cowboys? What about in the secondary? Those are all issues that the Cowboys need to figure out. Offense, I don't believe, is at the top of that list. Mortgaging picks for the future doesn't look like something that needs to be at the top of the list. And there's one thing for certain, and this is why Seattle needs to be extremely careful with what the hell they're doing with Russell Wilson. He's won. He's won every single year that he's been there. Okay? He has not missed a game since 2012. They've missed the playoffs once. We can ask plenty of teams all across the NFL how they would feel about having a quarterback of his stature. Go ask the New York Jets how they feel about going to the playoffs. Go ask Jet fans how they would feel knowing that, damn it, we can go to the playoffs every year. Like, really? If we have a good quarterback, we can actually do that? Go ask the Cleveland Browns, who prior to this past season haven't been since what? 2002? And they haven't won since the mid-90s? You know, it's a hard fall down when you actually get there. And it's a hard climb up. Don't take Russell Wilson for granted. Don't just dump him. Don't just get rid of him. Try to acquiesce. Try to give in. You know, just because you're management, because you're the coach doesn't mean that you know all, that you see all. There was a guy. His name was Tom Coughlin. He was taskmaster supreme with the New York Giants. It got to the point where he graded on his talent. He graded on his players. They had to tell him, lighten up. It ain't working. Your job as a coach is to get the most out of your talent. Your job as a coach is to be prepared, to put out the plan, to get your folks, to get your team ready. You can be prepared. You can have the plan. You can have the strategy. It doesn't mean anything if your talent, if your assets aren't with you out there ready to crack some heads. And so Tom Coughlin had to dial it back. He had to become more of a human, less of a taskmaster. And a team responded, and they ultimately won a Super Bowl. I'm not saying that Pete Carroll, someone who's been known to be a rah-rah guy, not someone known to be a taskmaster, but he is 69 years old. Sometimes a slight adjustment in how you lead can garner and yield pretty damn big results. This would be a massive mistake for the Seattle Seahawks if they ultimately have to trade Russell Wilson anywhere just because he wants input on some of the players that he has to play with. And as we talk about the NFC West that just picked up a J.J. Watt, Russell Wilson, this is the same man who says, I'm getting my ass kicked here. I've been hit more than anybody in my career at any point in time. I'd like to have a little bit of say in how we implement a game plan. Well, listen, Russell Wilson is the dude out on the field who this upcoming season will be running away from J.J. Watt. He'll be running away from Chandler Jones, Aaron Donald, who seemingly eats Russell Wilson for dinner every time they play, maybe Leonard Floyd, Nick Bosa, who will be returning, Arik Armstead. These are a few of the names who will be chasing down Russell Wilson. The Niners got those rushers. The Cards have those rushers. The Rams have those rushers. And sometimes, like I said last week, you don't know what you got till it's gone. There's not a situation, there's not a scenario where you go on from Russell Wilson and you bring in the same caliber quarterback. It doesn't work that way. These type of quarterbacks just don't wake up and leave. These type of quarterbacks just don't become available unless you're an inept organization, unless you're the Houston Texans and you just decided to shoot yourselves in the foot. So when you have good talent, here's a good idea. Here's some JR wisdom. Hold on to it. Do what you can to work with it. Don't let it go, because you might think you can just go ahead and replace it. But you don't know what you got till it's gone. And you don't want to look silly. You don't want to be hurt. And you don't want to have to suffer for it, whether you realize it or not. Not everybody goes from Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers. Not everybody goes from Peyton Manning to Andrew Luck. Sometimes you got to feel a little bit of the pain. Go ask the Miami Dolphins. They've been looking for a franchise quarterback for 20 years. I feel like I've been watching Dan Marino yesterday, and in the meanwhile, I've seen Jay Feely and Fielder and Pennington and Fitzpatrick and now Tua. And he ain't no surefire thing. After one season, you're thinking about whether or not he's even going to be back to return. There's no sure thing. You get a good quarterback, hold on to him. You get a good shortstop, hold on to him. You have a star pitcher, try your best to keep him. The NBA, if you can, keep that star player. Because if you don't have talent, and we've said this, if you don't have talent, you ain't winning. You can have a good coach, but a good coach coaching trash is now a whatever coach. Nobody cares. So Russell Wilson, You're going to hear more of these rumors. You're going to hear, oh, Russell Wilson here. You had the mayor of New Orleans come out and say, we want Russell Wilson. That's nice. Nice PR move for the city. I just don't know if it's actually going to become a reality. We should have mayors all over the country. Maybe the mayor of Dallas. Maybe the mayor of Chicago. Maybe all of the mayors should now lobby for Russell Wilson. I don't think it's going to do anybody any type of good. But at least it looks good to the city. You know, politicians always need to put out statements and say words just so they look like they're in the know. Just so they can get on the good side of their constituents, whether they deserve it or not. But speaking of Russell Wilson and the mayor of New Orleans saying, we want you. Does the city of New Orleans, do they still want Drew Brees? Does Drew Brees still want the city of New Orleans? This past weekend, we saw a workout video. It's about 1 minute long. It's Drew Brees working out. He doesn't look like someone getting ready to sit down and retire. We'll talk about it when we come back. Is Drew Brees, is he returning to the Saints? Or should he stay home? We'll discuss it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.